It's time to get the view from the broadcast booth. I'm Dave Spadaro, joined by the voice of the Eagles in his 37th season, the one, the only, the great Merrill Reese. And we are in a new era, obviously, here. First week of full teen activities are finished, Merrill. And I will sit here and tell you that I have no idea what to expect from this football team. What do you tell me and the people out there?
Well, I'll tell you that I am incredibly, incredibly excited. I cannot wait for a week from tonight. I really can't, because like you, we don't really know what to expect. We know it's a new coach, it's a new philosophy, it's a new feeling around here. It won't be more of the same. And for only the second time, you mentioned 37 years, I was about to say, I had been saying, that in each of those 36 previous seasons, I went into the first preseason game knowing exactly who the starting quarterback was, even if it were a young quarterback like Bobby Hoying. But Ray Rhodes had said before the end of the previous season, next year will be Bobby Hoying's year. Just as Andy Reid said a couple of years ago, next year will be Kevin Cobb's year.
Right.
Not only lasted for one game,
right.
But it was
Kevin.
But
you knew
Kevin,
going in.
Knew going
was
in.
Be, right.
This is now the only other time Mark Eckel reminded me that once upon a time, there was a quarterback battle between Ty Detmer. And Rodney Peete.
Right.
So that's the only other
time.
The late
90s.
Yeah, only other time. But this is different. This is different. Is it? I believe it's between two people. I believe it's Michael Vick or Nick Foles. Take nothing away from Matt Barkley, but he's a young quarterback, a rookie, and I can't see him as the September 9th starter.
And when you watch the practices, Merrill, I mean, as Chip Kelly says, the reps have been fairly divided.
Mm-hmm.
It's very difficult to get a feel for who might have an advantage, at least from my perspective.
No, throwing in a drill that isn't live doesn't tell you very much. We know that Vic has an amazing arm, probably spins the football better than anybody in football. We know that Nick Foles is 6'5" and younger and strong. We know that Vic has more athletic ability in terms of speed and agility. We know that that Foles seems to have great pocket presence. So I can't wait to see the real audition begin.
There are some things that I think will be characteristics of, for example, the offense here. I do believe that Chip will run the football with some very talented backs, with an offensive line that appears to be as good as advertised, at least as hoped for at this point in the preseason. You know, you've got Lane Johnson starting at right tackle. You've got the other linemen back and for the most part healthy.
See, regardless of who the quarterback is, this team is instantly better on offense than they were a year ago because you get back Jason Peters, Jason Kelce, and Todd Hermans. You take those three out of the lineup, and they are a vastly different offense. So they're better right now.
The loss of Jeremy Maclin certainly cannot be understated. The Eagles are looking for some internal answers at the wide receiver position, Merrill. One player who's really caught my eye is Demaryius Johnson. I think in year number two, much more sure of himself, catching the ball with great confidence, very quick, and looks like he's ready to play a big part in this offense.
Yeah, we'll see. He's a little receiver, but he is blindingly fast. There have been some other guys who have flashed from time to time at practice. Russell Shepard, a free agent, but I would doubt that he's going to line up there on opening night unless something crazy happens and he goes crazy in the preseason games. But it will be interesting to see. And also, Dave, do not discount the possibility of Howie Roseman and the staff going outside and bringing in somebody who they feel can help.
And the tight end position, Merrill, with Casey now and Ertz joining Brent Celek and Clay Harbor looking like he's having a good camp. I look at players like Carrier and even Will Shaw, very athletic group. Cannot wait to see how they're used in this offense.
Yeah, it's a deep, talented tight end group. There's no doubt about that. And the one that I can't wait to see is Zach Ertz.
Yeah, I think he looks really smooth.
Yeah, he is.
And I can't, now, as much as we kind of talk about the offense and what's the defense, no idea. No idea. Without tackling in practice, I don't feel like you can come away, even the coaching staff, with a true sense of what you have.
No, you can't. You can't. I mean, there are guys that you know are going to be out there. You know that that Fletcher Cox is going to line up. He's going to be one of your key players. You know that D'Amico Ryans is going to be one of your key players, and so is Connor Barwin. But the auditions going on at the safety spot, at the corners, this is going to be very, very interesting to chronicle.
And this is why I think that the practices next week, two of them against the Patriots and Tom Brady, will give us our first real indication of what this defense is all about. I think
I agree.
Much more than kind of watching the offense, I'm going to watch the defense and see how these cornerbacks and these safeties challenge an offensive scheme that is so wide open, so fast-tempoed, and so potent.
Yeah, I know. Bill Belichick told me he can't wait to come in here and sit down with you for about 20
minutes
on camera.
We look forward to it, right.
Just have a very candid conversation when he's done with me.
Right. But, Merrill, really, the defense, to me, this is going to be a good test for them.
Oh, it will be.
Yeah.
It will be. I like the team opening against the Patriots. Here's what I don't know. And if I were to sit down with Chip Kelly this afternoon, the question that I would ask him is, Chip, how much are you going to play the starters? Because traditionally, you know that they play the starters for maybe a series. And in last year, I think Michael Vick played three plays and got shaken up and he was out. But you hardly saw them play. This is different. They need the game time. They need the reps. They need the live, because this has not been a training camp with much tackling or any tackling. So I would not be surprised to see Chip Kelly go with his first units, or the ones that he has in sand, as he says right now, as the first unit people, for an entire half and give Foles a quarter and give Vic a quarter with first units.
Merrill, do you have a prediction, a sense of how this quarterback situation will play out?
No, I don't.
So you're not making a prediction. You're the one guy out there who's not making a prediction.
I won't make a prediction until I see quarterbacks playing in a live situation. I can sit here and list the positives about each of the two quarterbacks. I mean, I can talk about their attributes, but I can also talk about the things that you would list as concerns. The durability of Michael Vick, who has had a lot of injuries. The fact that he is an older player later in his career. You go to Nick Foles, he is not a running quarterback. He is not particularly quick-footed. But then, do these things matter? Because Chip says that he will work the offense, he will build the offense to suit the abilities, the skill sets, which they call it these days, of each man. So I think it's going to be very interesting. I think you're going to end up, whether it's Michael or whether it's Nick, with a very, very good quarterback capable of running this offense.
When will we know?
In my estimation, after preseason game number 3.
So then you go into preseason game number 4, do you play that?
No. No, you don't.
You don't play that guy?
No, you don't play that guy. If you do, you give him a series or so, and that's it. But okay. I think in all probability, you make your decision after the third preseason game and maybe not play either of those two and instead go with Matt Barkley or Dennis Dixon.
All right, well, listen, so much to look forward to. The preseason opener next Friday at Lincoln Financial Field. Watch it on 6ABC in Philadelphia. Make sure you listen to it on the Eagles Radio Network, 94 WIP, Merrill Reese and Mike Quick bringing you the action. Merrill?
Dave?
Thanks for helping us kick it off.
Cannot wait.
Yeah. 37 seasons. This one, I maybe more intrigue than any of the previous 36.
Started when I was 12.
Right. Merrill Reese, thank you for joining us in studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.